A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Today, July 29th, is a feast day of St. Martha, sister of Lazarus and sister of Mary, the beloved friends of the Lord. They lived in Bethany, just 2 miles outside of Jerusalem. And whenever the Lord went to Jerusalem, he always stayed at the house of his friends, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Martha and Mary were such close friends with the Blessed Mother as well. Whenever she came into town, into Jerusalem, she would obviously always stay at that house as well. The Bible says that Martha and Mary and Lazarus were deeply loved by Christ. In fact, it says Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus very much. You know that their house was only 2 miles outside of the city. And whenever the Lord, if he was not staying overnight in the Garden of Gethsemane, where all the Galileans would stay, if they had to stay near Jerusalem overnight, they would usually put a camp out in the Garden of Gethsemane, or he would stay at the home of Martha and Mary. So they were known for their hospitality. We know that they were close friends with the Lord, and that Jesus raised Lazarus, her brother, from the dead. Martha had great faith in Christ. Jesus said to her, "You know, your brother will rise." And Martha said, "Yes, I know he will rise on the last day." And then she said, one of the greatest professions of faith in Scripture. Martha says, "I have come to believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." One of the greatest professions of faith you'll ever find in the New Testament was from St. Martha. We also know that Martha was known for her service, her hospitality. When the Lord showed up one day, probably with all his 12 apostles, she got overwhelmed and she was very busy in the kitchen working. As today's gospel said, Mary, her sister, sat at the Lord's feet listening to his words. And Martha lost her peace. Martha got sort of a little bit angry and complaining and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me by myself to do all the serving?" The Lord had to gently remind her and gently reprimand her and said, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. But only one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Lord did not correct her because of her willingness to serve. That was a beautiful thing. Remember, Martha became a saint. Don't forget that. She is a saint. And she became a saint, I'm sure, through her love of Christ and her service of the Lord. But what happened was that she began to complain. She began to get anxious and worried and upset about many things. Whereas her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his words. St. Augustine says that Martha and Mary represent the active life and the contemplative life. Mary, the contemplative life, sitting at the Lord's feet. Mary, Martha, the active one. The one serving the Lord. And again, remember, both became saints. So Martha, of course, is known for her service and her hospitality. And that is why she's the patron saint of all homemakers. She's the patron saint of all innkeepers and all those who run hotels and all those who service the poor, those who feed and clothe the poor for charitable organizations. Because Martha cooked the Lord meals, she cooked the apostles' meals, and she gave them hospitality. I think hospitality is something so important. As our parish gets bigger and bigger, we have to make sure that we're always being open and welcoming to people that visit our church, especially on the weekends, on Sundays. And we have to be known as a parish of hospitality. And I think we're doing well with that. We always need to improve, obviously. I would recommend that after Mass in the vestibule, always introduce yourselves to one another. Show that hospitality. Always say hello to people when they come into church. Greet them, smile at them, be friendly to them, and make it a place of hospitality. We can learn that from St. Martha. Especially on Sundays when we have a lot of people visiting for the first time, reach out and greet them. Don't just come in and out of Mass and not say hello to anyone. Make it a very friendly and welcoming vestibule and areas where you can get to greet people. So we should learn that from this great saint, Saint Martha. So she's also, I think, the saint that can help people who have anxieties and worries, because she was able ultimately to overcome that. At first, she became very much losing her peace. But then when we see her later, she was resigned and said, "Lord, if you want to heal my brother or raise him from the dead, that's up to you." So you see how Martha developed in her spiritual life. The first time we see her, she's anxious and worried. The next time we see her, she is at peace and said, "Lord, it's up to you. If you want to cure him or raise him from the dead, your will be done." So we ask St. Martha to intercede for us, that we will be men and women of service, that we will help serve the needs of others, and show that hospitality. And let's pray that our parish will always be welcoming and hospitable and loving towards everybody who walks through these doors. God bless you.